there were a whole lot of people who bought tickets on whether the Kenai River would freeze by the Frozen River Festival or whether it wouldn't freeze by the Frozen River Festival. And the week before the festival, people were wondering, will the river thaw out? Well, on the day of the festival, it was determined by CES that, yes, indeed, the river was frozen. So that night at the Frozen River Festival, with a lot of rock and roll music going on and over 1,000 people waiting to see who would be the lucky winner, as the young person who came up voluntarily from the crowd to draw the ticket drew none other than Dick Peck's ticket. Dick, you're a Kenai Rotarian. You probably sold a lot of tickets, but you must have bought a few also.
Well, basically, I bought a bunch of tickets from the Soldotna Rotary Club. Because of my health, I didn't get involved this year at all with any sales, and which is just one of those things in life. But I want to say, gosh, what a great initial festival and the freeze, no freeze contest. The money that we raised is just awesome, and it's going to go back into our communities for our youth, for the different parks that we support, for the cleanup, and for a whole bunch of scholarships. And I can't say enough nice things about your club here in Soldotna, Merrill, as well as our club in Kenai. And again, I've been a Rotarian since 1981, and it's just nice to be here on the top of the heap.
Now, Dick, will you be betting on the river to freeze or no freeze next year?
Since I was here for a good many years, 99% is going to freeze. And I'll buy freeze-up tickets again. It's a great midwinter festival to get together and have fun and enjoy the one things that that literally happen here on the peninsula, and that's freeze and enjoy the outdoors. You can't ask for a better outdoor activity than cross-country skiing or a trip to Alyeska to go downhill skiing. And between the ice and the snow and the hockey that we play here, this is the greatest place. I know a lot of my friends from Minnesota, but I remind them this year they don't have any ice back there, and we have plenty.
So we still got it here.
Yeah. So anyway, Merrill, I want to really make a compliment to this both of our Rotary clubs, and as a past president and a charter president, I can't say enough for this community that supports our Rotary clubs and provides us the financial funds to go ahead and promote all the things that are great about the Kenai Peninsula.
And next year, if the river freezes, we will be able to measure the movement of ice, and there can be a really big winner, because we're going to start selling tickets this summer to visitors from all over the world here, and they can pick a date and a time when that tripod will move from point A to point B, and all of that money will be, of course, split with the people who are the winners of that date, and then go right back into the community to make our quality of life a better place. So this is exciting, Dick. Congratulations. You've got the historical thing of being the first winner. Couldn't think of a better person. Your history here in Alaska goes back with HEA, and you've been here since well into the 60s, right?
Absolutely. I came here for my first job out of college as a customer service manager or member services manager in October 1969. And then they promoted me here to Soldotna, actually a Ridgeway office, and right there where Blazy's office is, that was my office. And I was on Kilowatt Avenue, and I was always with a lot of energy for our community. And again, it's just nice to see all the things that we're doing in our Rotary clubs for our communities.
Dick Peck may be $5,000 richer, but he's a wealthy man because he gives back to this community in service above self. Dick Peck, the winner of this year's Freeze or No Freeze contest. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that thawing sound of KSRM.